Well, frankly, it was inevitable. It was only a matter of when. And after seeing the numbers from last week, we have our answer. It's now.
What?
I'm sure you must have noticed that the ratings have been falling short.
The ratings? No!
Well, the execs did. Because yesterday they called us after looking at the latest report.
They wanted answers.
And we didn't have any.
In short, we're screwed. Unless we're shrewd. And luckily there's something we've assembled as a last resort. Super Sudoku saw a comparable job a few years back, and they managed to turn things around. And if those idiots can do it, so can we.
Listen, we've got a couple changes that'll help to make the show feel new. Cosmetic stuff, nothing too drastic.
But every single change depends on you.
You're the key to it all, Bob.
The show is smart. And that's a start. But now we gotta make it so the dummies can enjoy it too.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, it's simple. I can practically see it. Can't you? Picture a brand new game with popular appeal. Give it a brand new name, but with the same authentic feel. 'Cause we're on the verge of a rating surge, and we'll do whatever it takes to reemerge.
A new name? I mean, I thought you said the changes weren't gonna be drastic.
They won't be.
Our only real concern is, the contestants.
What's wrong with them?
In terms of affability, we've entered an extended drought. We need some friendlier faces.
The trouble is the qualities the casting people use when they scout.
Only the best puzzlers make it, and guess what?
They're all such squares that no one cares.
But what if we could make it so the playing field was leveled out?
We'll tell Kathy from casting to forget about the practice test.
And we'll let the new contestants look at the puzzles a little early.
Leading to big results in the ratings. It's what Super Sudoku has been doing for years. Picture a brand new crew of players with panache, bringing in brand new viewers and brand newer wads of cash. The execs will smile while we make a pile, and we'll do whatever it takes to try what I'll admit might be a huge mistake.
You think?
What a tangled web we weave until we're caught. The choice to change the show is yours to make. But when there's webs you can weave, like me, Mike, and Mary Ann weave, no, you're still the only man we've got. So picture a brand new Bob who sees what matters most, working a brand new job at which he's probably still the host.
Probably? What do you mean?
So Bob, you can't let go.
Just be giving them a little peek at the puzzles. And a little peek never hurt anybody, right? In any case, I don't need an answer by tonight. In fact, I don't want one. Go home and sleep on it, okay? You can call me tomorrow.
He won't say no. He won't say no. He can't say no.